USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And they'll see what they can do, but our alternative is an excellent one.
Trade talks between the U.S. and China with a Chinese delegation in Washington, D.C. President Trump saying,
"We were getting very close to a deal. Then they started to renegotiate the deal. We can't have that. We can't have that."
A potential trade war weighing heavy on the stock market. All indexes in the red, the Dow down almost 139 points to close at 25,828. The NASDAQ down almost 33 points. The S&P 500 down almost 9 points. In other news, President Trump welcoming the World Series champion Boston Red Sox to the White House.
"I want to thank the entire Red Sox organization for your longstanding support for those American service members who have suffered the wounds of war to keep our country safe and strong and free."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, "Why didn't I do this before?" So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump will nominate Patrick Shanahan to the position of Defense Secretary. He's been serving as acting Pentagon chief since the resignation of James Mattis. To the Justice Department,
Attorney General Jeff Sessions told us to follow regular order and ensure the nonpartisan administration of justice. And that is what we did every day.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein leaving the Department of Justice. At a ceremony celebrating his career, Rosenstein speaking with reporters.
"The rule of law requires us to ignore partisan politics, to tune out the news cycle, and to base our decisions on credible evidence. Many people have the luxury of dismissing facts that are inconsistent with their pre-existing beliefs. But we face the exacting scrutiny of the federal courtroom."
And some kind words about Rosenstein from current Attorney General William Barr.
"Exceptional intelligence, sound judgment crafted from experience, composure even under the most intense pressure and scrutiny."
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Drug makers may need to start disclosing the price of prescription drugs on their TV ads. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The Department of Health and Human Services says the price will have to be included in the ad if it's at least $35 for a one-month supply. The rule finalized this week will take effect in 2 months. According to the department, the 10 most commonly advertised drugs actually range from $488 a month to just short of a staggering $17,000 a month. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says people should know how much a drug costs long before they get to the counter of their pharmacy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To Capitol Hill, where Republican Kevin McCarthy goes after House Judiciary Chair Democrat Jerry Nadler, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California addresses Wednesday's Judiciary Committee vote to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress during his weekly press conference on Thursday.
Nadler can't even handle the gavel. Not only how he dealt with the last committee hearing, it comes into doubt, regardless of what the issue is, whether he's capable of even being a chairman. But yesterday he even admitted what he sent in a subpoena was not what his intent was. He was asking in a subpoena for Attorney General Barr to break the law, otherwise he'd hold him in contempt.
A vote by the full House of Representatives is expected on the citation next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.